Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Nun Aleph, four lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph and Min Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Min Aleph. The Mishnah stated, like the Ish Chazaka B'Nichsei Ishtoi that we just spoke about, and the Gemara continues with the next in of Veloy the Ish Chazaka B'Nichsei Baila, that even if a woman uses a field or uses the Nechasim of her husband for the amount of time that it takes to create a Chazaka, then that would not be considered a Chazaka, as there was no reason that the husband had to be Meicha. And the Gemara begins by asking Pshita that Lachayr is din under the Mishnah's part. As Kivin the Islam Mizaini, Mizaini Huda Ka'achla, as since the woman has a right to Mizainis and has a right to be supported by her husband, therefore, when she's using the Sada and she's eating the pierce of the Sada, so certainly her husband could say, I wasn't Meicha, as since I was Mechuyiv to support her, therefore she had a right to use these pierce, and therefore by the fact that she consumed these pierce for 3 years doesn't prove that she bought the Sada, and Adrash Bam states, Mizaini Huda Ka'achla, Hakol Yoidin Lil Pierce Redes, Vilkach Le Michabal, I am the Mefarshim in the discuss why didn't the Gemara just give a teretz that we're talking about a case where the woman said to her husband, "Ain't in the zaynus for any oisa," like the Gemara mentioned of that mem tesa beis. And that scenario, lechayra, there would be a havmina that she could create a chazaka and kamashma. And even in that case, we would say it's not a valid chazaka. Ayin sham. But the Gemara answers like tzricha, the yichla arach ritil mezayna. While it's true that her husband had a responsibility to support her, however, lemaisa he already set aside a specific land on which she would receive her support, and lemaisa she comes and she claims that she used a different Sada as well, and one may have thought that she could create a Chazaka by bringing witnesses that would testify that she used a different Sada and she ate the pierce of that other Sada, and in that case maybe she could create a Chazaka, and therefore Kamashblan, our Mishnah teaches us that Leila Isha B'Nichsei Baila, and as Rashbam explains, that Afilu Hachi, that even though her husband already gave her a different field in order to take support from, like Kapit Bali Achlet Fei, her husband is not Makbid if she would eat more and she would use this Sada as well, the Hilkach Lesley Chazaka, and therefore she can't create a Chazaka. And the Gemara continued that just like we were Medayik in the first part of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah stated Leila Ish Chazaka B'Nichsei Ishtoi, and we were Medayik Haraya Yesh, that if Reuven would bring Edim or he bring a Shtar that he bought this Sada from Rachel, then he would be believed. So similarly, the Gemara now is Medayik, and it's Mashmafa Mishnah, Leila Ish Chazaka B'Nichsei Baila, that a woman cannot create a Chazaka in the Nechasim of her husband, Haraya Yesh, but if she would actually have Edim or she would have a Shtar that she bought the Sada from Reuven, then that would prove that she actually bought the Sada from Reuven and would be a valid transaction. Rabbi the Gemara is, that maybe we should say that it's not a valid transaction, as we should say that the reason why Reuven agreed to make a transaction with Rachel was not because he really was going medas in order to sell the Sada to Rachel, and the only reason why he did this is that he realized that Rachel had some money by her and that she took some of his assets, and therefore in order for him to get her to actually be Maida and to actually give him the money back, so he said, I'm going to sell you this field, and now Rachel brought money and paid money for this field, but really the money always belonged to Reuven, and therefore it wasn't a valid transaction. And as Rashbam points out, Lema Habal, let the husband state, Avo Pisha Kaka Nikna B'Kesef, even though generally Kaka is Nikna B'Kesef, but this money that I accepted from her did not create any kinyan, because Lemaisa it wasn't her money. The Gemara therefore states, Shemas Mina, that from the Diyak of our Mishnah we see, Hamaycha Sadla Ishtar Kansa, that if Reuven sells the Sada to his wife Rachel, then she can acquire that Sada, and we don't say that the only reason why the husband made this transaction with Rachel was in order to reveal any money that she owed him. And as we previously explained, and Rashbam points out, if her husband would be able to tell that she hid away money from me, I wanted her to reveal where my money is, and she used my money in order to buy the Sada for me, and not based on Mecha, I never would go midas to sell her this land. Rashbam also explains that the Gemara is bothered that Lemais is going to be Machlekes later on if we say that Hamecha Sada L'Ishtoi that Kansa or Loi Kansa. I and Mepharshim will discuss what the Rashbam is referring to as Lemais at the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph and the top of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. We will see that all Amrayim certainly hold Hamecha Sada L'Ishtoi Kansa, that she will be Koina, and there's only a Shaila of Baal Eichel Peiris or Baal Zleil Eichel Peiris. However, the Gemara continues and states Loi that from our Mishnah we don't have Raya that Hamecha Sada L'Ishtoi Kansa V'Loi Amina L'Glu Yizuzu D'Bayi. The Diyak from our Mishnah is not if a wife has a Raya and has a Shtar that she actually bought the Sada, that it will prove that she had a valid transaction and she would own the Sada, and certainly in that case a husband could Taina L'Glu Yizuzu D'Bayi. In reality, I didn't mean to sell it to her. The actual Diyak in the Mishnah Mishnah should be Ema Harayi Yesh Bishtam Atana, that in a Chanami, although Rachel cannot create Chazaka by eating the piris of the Sada, but if Rachel would actually bring a Shtam Atana, that Reuven gave this field to her as a Matana, then certainly it would be a valid transaction. However, in a Chanami, if Rachel actually brought a Raya that she bought the Sada from Reuven, Reuven can claim that he never really was Gomer Makni. The only reason they sold the Sada is Leglu Zuzahu Dubai, as he wanted to get back his money that she hid. And the Gemara continues, Amri Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Loi havamar gabon ba'uto betchuma damina milimaliyasa, that you weren't with us in the Beis Medrash, which they used to build at the end of the Tchum, in order that more people could be able to travel to that area in order to come and learn on Shabbos. And as Rashbam states, betchuma bat medrash shalhem b'seif etchuma yu, kedei sheyuchlu lavisham b'shabbos min ayar shemisaviv, and the Aruch states, pirish b'beis ha-medrash shehu tchuma shel Torah, which sets the boundaries of halacha and the boundaries of the Torah, and you weren't in the Beis Medrash. While we were in the Beis Medrash, we actually mechadish a major halacha. So Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, my meal ma'ali sam risoi, what is the great chiddush that they learned in the Beis Medrash? Rav Nachman responded to Rav Huna that we learned the following chiddush, hamecha sadal ishtoi konsa, that if Reuven sells a sada to his wife Rachel, then she would be kaina, v'leyaminul gluzuzu rabayi, and Reuven can't claim that the reason why he sold it to her is in order that she should reveal to me any money that she stole from me, and really I wasn't gomel makni. Gemara states that Amalei Rav Huna responded back to Rav Nachman that pshita, that this thing is pashit, as dal zuzu mehalcha, as even if she wouldn't have given him any money in order to buy this land, even if regarding the money, Reuven could actually claim to Rachel that the reason why I actually sold this to you is in order to get the money as the gluzuzu hudibayi. However, v'tikti b'shtara, however, since they also created a deed, so therefore the shtar itself should be makna the land to Rachel. Certainly, Reuven can claim that the reason why he gave her the shtar is the gluzuzu hudibayi, as certainly in that case, we would say that he must have meant to give her this land, and he must have been makna the land to her, and he was gomer makna. And I am the Rashbam who's mashma that the only time that Rav Huna said that this did his pashut is only when they actually had a shtar, and they had a shtar mechira, and therefore certainly Rachel was able to be claimed in the sada through a shtar and through a shtar kinyan. And as Rashbam states, Amalei hechadik shtar mechira, afilu l'glu zuzu mechavim mekabal samois, havi kinyan gomer. And as Rashbam continues, the dal zuzu mehocha v'tikni b'shtar mechira, and Rashbam states, the man revach yesh lo b'ksiv v'shtar mechira, el vade gomer v'akli lo. And Rashbam is bothered, v'holek l'meimadi lo kosla shtar lo yav yav zuzi, then maybe if he wouldn't have written her a shtar mechira, maybe she wouldn't have given him his money, and therefore he would have never been able to find his money. Maybe even though he gave her a shtar, but we could say that Lamaisa he only did so in order to be Megal Azuzim, and Reuven was really not Gomo Makne, Ulaglu Azuzim Eskavin Gambaksivis Hashtar, and Zok Rashbam, the Kolkach Lemasakin Shadaite, that certainly a person doesn't think that deeply into it, and when he gave a shtar Mechira, Reuven really must have wanted to sell her this Sada, and he really meant to be Gomo Makne. And also, I entice the Masal Dazuzim Mahacha Vetikin Leish Bishtar, that Taisis also learns that Rav Huna's question for Rav Nachman of Pshita is only bothering Rav Huna in a city where it was normal to write a shtar mechira. And as Taisis states, "B'makom shekaisim shtar hayu, the ka'amar de b'makom hazel loy mahani shmeitzim midi." Then this type of makom where the minig is to write a shtar, certainly it's pashut hamichasav leishtoy that kansa v'loy minul glu zuzehu debayi. However, I am the Rashba who points out that Rav Ashi's point to Rav Huna was not based on the actual shtar mechira, and even if the only kinyan that was done on this kaka was that Reuven took money from Rachel, and Rachel was not actually claimed to the Sada by the use of Shtar. However, Lemaisa, they used to always have a Shtar Raya, and they would create a deed between Reuven and Rachel. And Rav Ashi teaches us that by just having a Shtar Raya itself, that would actually act as a Shtar Mechira. Therefore, Rav Ashi asked Rav Nachman, that what is the Chiddush HaMeicha Sada L'Ishtoi Kansa? Certainly there was a Shtar Raya, and therefore Rachel should be claimed to the Sada through the Shtar Raya. And as Rashba brings, Mekan Dikte Karab Bala Itazal, the Shtar Raya Shadub Kaisim Shemechati Sada Plaini Lepleini, Yesh Behem Meshum Kriya, Ke'ilu Kosben Sada Mechulach, as the Eloi is if every Shtar Raya does not actually work as a Shtar Mecha and a Shtar Kinyan, then Lemaisa, what would be Rav Ashi's question to Pshita? Certainly the dinner of Rav Nachman is a great Kiddush in the case where Reuven actually sold the Sada to Rachel with Kesef, and Rachel did not try to acquire the Sada through a Shtar, and the only reason that they had a Shtar was based on a Shtar Raya, i.e. in the Rashba. Agamar continued, the Rav Ashi continues and explains, and how do I know that by having a shtar, that itself would act as a kinyan? As Miloy Tlan, as then we have a Mishnah, Mesetz Kedusha on Daf Chavav, that teaches us, Nechosim Sheish Lamachayis, that when you have Kaka, which is called the Chosim Sheish Lamachayis, Nikta Bekesav Shtar V'Chazaka, that you could be coined through Kesav Shtar and Chazaka. Therefore, Zok Rav Ashi to Rav Nachman, that what is the great Chiddush, that Hamlech Hasad L'Ishtar, that Kansah, and Veloya Mina Gluyuzuza Hudaboy, as certainly since there was a shtar involved in this transaction, so therefore Rachel Yikoina based on a shtar, and certainly on a kinyan that was done with a shtar, Reuven cannot claim Gluyuzuza Hudaboy. The Gemara continues that Omalei Rav Nachman responds back to Rav Ashi, Vlavit Ma law, that on that Mishnah Masechet Kedushin, we actually learned that Om Shmuel, that Shmuel explained, Loishano al Bishtar Matono, that the only time that we said that a shtar could be Koina Sodo is only by Shtar Matono, al Bishtar Mecha, but if you'd be using a shtar when it comes to a transaction, which is a Mecha and not a Matono, Lekona Chitli Demel, then you can't be Koina with a shtar loan, and the only way to be Koina is only once the buyer gives money to the seller. Therefore, the Chiddush that we mentioned in the Beis Medrash last evening regarding a Mecha Sodo Ishtar that Kansel, Vilei Minul Gluzizu Dubai, is actually a major Chiddush. The only way that Rachel could actually acquire a Sodo when it's in the case of Mechira is only by paying money. And we mechadish that even though Rachel has to pay money, it's still considered a valid transaction, and we don't say that Reuven could claim Leglu Azuze Hudabai. But the Gemara is still not satisfied, as Balab Meis Rav Nuna, as Rav Huna says back to Rav Nachman, that the Meis Rav Nuna asked on that Shita of Shmuel. We have a Brisa that clearly states against the Din of Shmuel, as the Brisa states, Bishtar Ketzad, that how is someone coined through the use of a Shtar, Kostle Al Nyar El Acheres, Af Pishen Bishar Puto, that if Reuven writes a Shtar, and he writes it on a piece of document or on a shard of earthenware, and even though that piece of paper or that shard of earthenware is not a value of a shard of puto, and he writes sadi mechuloch that this sada should be sold to you, or sada nesunoloch, or this sada should be given to you as matana, harezim mechur nesuna, so this shtar could act as a shtar kinyan, and therefore Shim would be able to acquire the sada through the use of the shtar. And this price is not mechal between the shtar mecha and the shtar matana. In all cases, shtar alone works, and the shtar is able to effectuate a kinyan. And if so, once again, what is the great chiddush that we send in the base medrash of a meches of the ishtar that kansah? If certainly, since you had a shtar, therefore certainly you should not be able to reclaim legluzuzu hudabai. The Gemara continues. Rav Nachman responds to Rav Huna, v'lav hu meisiv lo v'hu mefarik lo, that even though you correct Rav Nuna asked a question from this brayse on Shmuel, but Rav Nuna himself responded and actually gave a teretz for Shmuel, and he answered b'meches sedem p'nei rasa, that this brayse is specifically talking about a case where Reuven was selling a sada to Shimon that was an inferior piece of land, and certainly he wants to get rid of this piece of land. Therefore, specifically in the scenario where the sada is so inferior, so certainly Reuven wants to get rid of the sada, and therefore even if Shimon doesn't give him money yet, he is definitely gomu makni, and he wants Shimon to acquire the sada by the use of a shtar, and therefore in that case it's similar to the case of shtar matana, and even though there is no transfer of kesef, the shtar alone will effectuate the kinyan. And as Rashbam states, certainly if we're dealing with a regular piece of land, then Shmuel is correct that benegeo, a regular transaction where it's not a matana, then certainly Shimon cannot acquire a piece of land by use of a shtar alone, and the only way that Shimon will be able to be koina is by using kesef. And as Rashbam points out, al b'shar kakois lekonu b'shtar adiyah v'zuzi k'shmuel v'akate ikam milu malisa, and therefore Rav Nachman explains to Rav Huna that when we stayed in the base medrash that meches sadal ishtoi kansel v'lein milu gluzuzi hudabai, that is actually a major chiddush, as every time the transaction that involves a piece of kaka, there must be money, and even so Reuven cannot claim that I really was not gomo makni, and I only wanted to find out where she hid my money. Kamash Blan, that Reuven cannot make that claim. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, and Rav Ashi gives another teretz as to the question Rav Amnuna had on Shmuel, that in a chenami, Shmuel is really correct that the only way that someone could actually be koino a piece of kaka when it's a case of mekachumemka and not a case of matana is only if there's actually a transfer of money, even though in the Brice of Masechtas Kedushin, when it states Bishtar Ketzad, we give a scenario, Reuven only wrote a shtar, and he wrote Sadim Mechurloch and Sadim Nesunaloch, and we state that Rezu Mechur Nesuna. However, Zokra of Ashi, B'matana Bikish Litmloi, and in reality, that entire Brice is talking about a case where Reuven was giving a Sada and giving a piece of property to Shimon as a Matana. If so, V'lo Mekasav Loi B'lo Shemecha, so why is it that the Brice stated Reuven wrote to Shimon Sadim Mechurloch and Sadim Nesunaloch, which is Mashmana talking about two separate cases? It's talking about a case of Mechira and a case of Matana. However, Rav Ashi explains that really the Brice is talking about a case where Reuven was giving a Matana to Shimon, and really he was writing one shtar, and in that shtar he wrote both Lizul Shainis, and he wrote Sadim Mechulach, the Gam Sadim Nesunulach, and the reason why he did that is Kedei Liafis Koichai, is in order to give more strength and more power to the person that received the Matana, and this way the person that received the Matana will be treated like a buyer and treated like someone that got a property for a gift. And as Rashbam points out, Harezu Mechur Elias Achriusa Al Nesin Kedin Meicha, the Gam Nesunahi, and it also has a din like a Matana, less but mishum din ba metzra, and therefore the din ba metzra doesn't apply. Kedaminu ba metzia matana less but mishum din ba metzra. V'hainu de'ikar yifukayach the mechu de matana, and therefore when someone wants to give a gift to their friend, there's a benefit for them to write both a lashon mecher and a lashon matana. And once again, Rav Nachman is able to respond to Rav Huna that there actually was a chiddush that was stated in the base medrash that meicha sadal ishtay kansa, and even though Shmuel states that in all cases where there's a mecher, there's a requirement for money to change hands, and even so, Reuven cannot claim that the reason why he sold it to her is l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. Gemara continues, Rav Nachman just stated that they said a major chiddush in the base medrash that meicha sadal ishtay kansa v'lo yamin l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. And the Gemara asks, Mesvei, I'll ask you a question from a brisa where we do see that the brisa seems to say that there is a svar to say l'glu zuzeh hu debayi as lovim and eved v'shichrei. If there's a case where Reuven borrowed money from his eved knani and they actually wrote it down in the shtar, and then Reuven was meshachred eved knani, or min isha v'girsha, or Reuven borrowed money from his wife Rachel and then he divorced her, ein lehen alav klum, the eved knani or Rachel cannot go to Reuven and claim that he owes them this money. And my time it was the reason la mishum that min l'glu zuzeh debayi. It must be because we say that the reason why Reuven borrowed this money from the eved knani or from his wife Rachel was only because he knew that they took money from him, and therefore that was the way that he was able to get it back from them, and really he never borrowed the money from them. And if so, the Gemara is asking that l'chiri in the case of Rav Nachman or Meicha Sadal Ishtoi, how could Rav Nachman say that it's a valid transaction? L'chiri, we should apply the same svara of l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. And the Gemara answers, shani hasa l'michal l'shavi nafshe eved loyv l'ishmalva. Although regarding a scenario where Reuven sells a property to Rachel, he cannot claim l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. However, generally a person will hold themselves back from actually borrowing money from their wife or from the eved knani, as we have a klal that eved loyv l'ishmalva, and therefore certainly an adin or a husband would not borrow money from the eved knani or from their wife. And specifically in this scenario, then we see that Reuven could actually make a claim and say l'glu zuzeh hu debayi, and really I never borrowed money from my eved or from my wife. And since it makes a lot of sense that the person wouldn't do so, therefore we would say over here we apply such a svara. But with a gay mecha, where it's normal of a person to sell property, so then it makes sense that Reuven may have sold this property to Rachel. Reuven cannot make a claim l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. And we explain that Reuven would not want to make himself an eved to his wife or to an eved knani. However, Ayin Rashbam, who explained that this svara of eved loyv l'shmalva is going to be relevant in all cases of alva, as he states, anan sadi the shum adam loyir b'tzayne eved loyva im yachli pata b'shamunin. Certainly, every single person would rather not become an eved loyv l'shmalva and would rather not borrow money from anyone, and therefore do anything in his power not to do so. And by the fact that Reuven borrowed money from his eved knani or from his wife, he could always say that I really didn't borrow any money, and the only reason why we went through this actual transaction and we even had a shtar written up is only because I knew that they actually took money from me. And l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. The Gemara continues. Shalach Rav Huna ba'Avin. Rav Huna ba'Avin sent the following din to the Talmid in the base medrash. Hamecha sadal ishtay kansa. If Reuven sells a field to his wife Rachel, then it is considered valid kinyan, just like Rav Nachman said beforehand from the people in the base medrash. Hamecha sadal ishtay kansa. V'lo yamin l'glu zuzeh hu debayi. We continue on Dafnu Na'avin Beis, and Rav Huna ba'Avin states, however, the husband will still have a right to eat the peiris of this kaka while they're married. As Rashbam points out, that even though Rachel bought the guf hakaka from Reuven, but even so, it's not worse than any case where Rachel receives the property birusha, where her husband retains the rights to use those peiris and to use the profits of the sada. However, the Gemara continues, Bram, Rab Abba, Rab Vo, V'chol G'day Al-Dar, Amru, Rab Abba, Rab Vo, as well as all the G'day Al-Dar, they argued on Rav Huna ba'Avin, and they hold that not only is Rachel kind of this kaka, but the husband would not even have a right to use the peiris, and he would not keep these profits. And the reason is, but matana bikish lutin law, even though the actual shtar says that Reuven sold this property to Rachel, but in reality Reuven actually gave this property to Rachel as a matana. And as we know, where a woman receives a matana from someone, then her husband is not ichel peirisein, and her husband doesn't have a right to the profits. And v'lom akasav la lashem mecha. And if so, why did Reuven write a lashem mecha? And he should have written a lashem matana kedali liyafas as keicha in order to give her more strength. And as we previously explained, that Reuven actually guaranteed this matana, and he took responsibility that if one of his creditors come and take away the property from Rachel, that Reuven will replace this property. And Rashbam points out, but matana bikish litnulav lo yoichel peiris, kedamrin lo kamon, but matana konza ve'ina ba'lo yoichel peiris, umiyu b'meichel chaveri. But certainly even Rabbi Abba Ravo and all G'day Lehador agree that if Reuven would write a shtam mecha to another person and not to his wife, that certainly it's meant to be a shtam mecha. We wouldn't say a svara that liyaf is keichu ba. And as Rashbam states, umiyu b'meichel chaveri, ein leimakein she'ina oivoy kolkach. Certainly his relationship relationship with a third party is not the same as with his wife. Gemara continues, the Rav Huna Bar Oven just told us that if someone sells a sada to his wife, then she will be koina, and we don't say that Reuven could claim which is exactly the same shita as we saw before him from Nachman. The Gemara continues and asks the same question and gives the same teretz that we asked on Amud Aleph. As Meisvei, we asked the following question from Braisa, as the Braisa states, that if Reuven borrowed money from his Eved, then the Eved went out L'chiris, and now the Eved comes to collect on his debt, or min isha v'girsha, or Reuven borrowed money from his wife, and they wrote a shtar avah, and now Reuven divorces Rachel, and she now comes to collect on her debt, ein lan alav klum, they have no taina against him, and my taima la mishim da amri l'glu zuzu hu d'boi, and it must be because Reuven could claim that the only reason why I borrowed money from them is not because I needed the money, because I knew that they took money from me and they were hiding it, and this way I was able to reveal that they gave me that money, I was able to get my money back. And if so, l'chir, in a case where Reuven sells a field to his wife Rachel, we should also say l'glu zuzu hu d'boi. And how could Rav Huna Bar Oven state that it's a valid transaction? And once again, the Gemara gives the same answer as Shani Hassan d'le mashvi inush nafshe ever loy v'leish malva. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states hamichasad l'ishtoi kanzo v'abalei chaperis. The Rav tells us the same halacha as Rav Huna Bar Oven did, that if Reuven sells his sada to his wife, then Rachel is koina and Reuven can claim l'glu zuzehu d'bayi. V'vel maisa meicha is b'ayin rohu meicha, and therefore he only sold it a guf hakaka, but he retained for himself the peiris until the point that either he divorces her or the point that he dies. However, Rav continues, b'matana kanzo v'ina b'alei chaperis, that if Reuven gives a matana to his wife Rachel, then once again she is koina. And in this case, we say that since Reuven gave it as a matana, therefore ba'ayin yafuhu noisein, and therefore her husband gave away the entire property to her, and he didn't even retain for himself the rights to the peiris. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer ima, and Rabbi Lezer argues in Rav, and he holds echazeh ve'echazeh konzo ve'ina balei chaperis, that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven actually gave her a shtar, which says that he actually gave it to her as a matana, or if Reuven wrote a shtar and wrote that he sold this field to Rachel, then in either case, Reuven actually meant to give this as a matana to Rachel, and therefore, not only is Rachel going to be koina to the sada, but Reuven does not retain any peiris or rights to the peiris in the sada. The way that we just explained, the shita of Rabbi Lezer is based on a Rashbam that seems to say that the shita of Rabbi Lezer is exactly the same shita that we saw before him from Rabbi Abba Avo and all the Gdei Adar, that b'matana bikish litmula, that really wanted to give it to her b'matana, and he only wrote it to her l'shamecha k'dei liyafis eskecha. And the Gemara continues, Avra Chista uvedo k'Rabbi Lezer, that it was once a shtar mecha that came into the base medrash of Rabbi Chista, and Rabbi Chista paskin like Rabbi Lezer that she was koina ve'ina bal ichel peiris. And the Gemara tells us that Amru Lei Rabban Ukva v'Rabban Chemya b'dei bante d'Rav or some agiris Rabbi Chista l'Rav Chista. If Rabban Ukva and Rabban Chemya, who were the grandchildren of Rav or Rabbi Chista, said to Rabbi Chista that Shavik ma Ravvi va'avdi kazutri, that by paskin like Rabbi Lezer and not like Rav, you're paskin like someone that's on a lower level and not like Rav who's on a higher level. And as Rashbam explains, that Rav was kodin Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shel Rabbi Lezer, that Rav was in a previous generation and preceded Rabbi Yechon, who was ultimately the Rebbe Rabbi Lezer, and therefore certainly Rav was greater than Rabbi Lezer. And we know that Rav was greater than Rabbi Yechon, as the Gemara Masechta Shulchan teaches us, calls Matshei Rav Kayim, Havashalach Le Rabbi Yechon, Lekadim Rabbeinu Shel Bavel, and Ayin Rashbam brings other rayas. Therefore, you should really paskin like Rav and not like Rabbi Lezer. Ayin Rashbam Diba Maskel Chizutri, Rabbi Lezer Shoy Talmidu Shor Rabbi Yechon, and the Rashbam points out, Avagad Rabbi Abba Ravo, V'chol Gdei Ledor Chavreim, Da Amri Le'el B'matona Bikish Litmla, and therefore L'chira, the Shita Rabbi Abba Ravo and Kol Gdei Ledor are like Rabbi Lezer as well. So how does the Gemara state that Rav Chisa is paskin Chizutri if L'maisa is paskin like Rabbi Lezer as well as Rabbi Abba and Ravo and all the Gdei Ledor? And the Rashbam explains that Inu Nami Zutrininu L'gabi Rav Shatamide Rabbi Yechon Hayu, that Rabbi Abba and Ravo and all these Gdei Ledor who were the friends of Rabbi Abba and Ravo were all Tamide Rabbi Yechon, and therefore the same question applied. And keep in mind that we see clearly that the Rashbam holds that the Shita Rabbi Lezer is exactly the same Shita as Rabbi Abba and Ravo and Kol Gdei Ledor, as we explained. And the Gemara continues and explains that Amaluhu Rav Chista responded to Rabbi Ukva and Rabbi Nechemya that Vanan Nami Kuravi Avdi, that I also did like a great person, and I didn't pass like Rabbi Lezer, but I actually passed like Rabbi Yechon, who was a chava of Rav, the chiosu Ravin on Rabbi Yechon, because when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon's shita was exactly like the shita of Rabbi Lezer, the echadzev echadzev konsov ein abal eichel peiris, that doesn't make a difference if Ruby wrote a shtar mecha or a shtar matana to Rachel, that he really meant to give it to her as a matana, and therefore he did it b'ayin yofa, and he only meant liyafis keicha. Gemara continues, Amar Rav, the Rav holds, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Hamech If Reuven sells a sada to his wife Rachel, loy konsa, she would not be koina, as lemaisa Reuven can claim that it really wasn't gomer makni. The only reason why he sold this property to Rachel was l'glui zuze hu davidi. Rava continues that even though Rachel was not koina, the baal ichel peiris, and the husband has a right to the peiris, and the gemara will ask that l'chira, if Rachel was not koina, then certainly the husband doesn't only have the right to the peiris, but he has a right to the gufa kaka as well, and l'chira is stira in this part of Rava. And Rava continued, b'matana konsa ve'ina baal ichel peiris. However, if Reuven gives a matana to his wife Rachel, then Rachel would be koina, and since a matana is given by ayin yafa, therefore Reuven wouldn't even retain the right to the peiris and would not be able to use the profits of the sada. And the gemara now continues and asks a question on Rava, and as we already mentioned that the gemara would ask a stira in the first halacha that Rava stated, and the gemara asks tarti, and as Rashbam explains, bitmiya shnei dvarim shel Rava seisun zazeh, that both of these dinim that Rava said in his first halacha are seisun each other, as Rava stated like konsa that Rachel's not koina mashma le guf le peiris, that certainly she's not koina the guf or the peiris, the glu yezuzeh hu debayi, and as we explained that Reuven could claim that he only sold the star in order to find money, and then Rava stated that the husband has a right to eat the peiris, mashma shekonsa guf hakaka, that even though she's koina the guf hakaka, but she's not koina the peiris, and the husband has a right to eat the peiris, and it's mashma that the husband cannot taina that the glu yezuzeh hu deavdi, and therefore she is actually koina the guf hakaka, and l'chir is a stira mineu beif in the words of Rava himself. And the Gemara answers like kasha, that it's not a stira in the words of Rava, as when Rava stated hamechasad l'ishtay like konsa, he's referring to a case where the husband has suspicions that he has money that's hidden away, and therefore Reuven could claim that the only reason why I sold this kaka was l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi, and as Rashbam states b'mayis tumunim shloi hayudun mufur sramel l'bal like konsa, and therefore she's not going to be koina at all, and certainly not only is Rachel not koina the peiris, but she's not going to be koina the guf hakaka either. However, when Rava then stated v'abal eich peiris, that's kam b'mayis intumunim, we're talking about a case where Rachel did not have this money that was hidden away, and when Rachel actually purchased the property, she used money that Reuven already knew about, and that case certainly Reuven can't say that I really didn't mean to sell the kaka to Rachel. Reuven can't claim l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi. That's why in that scenario, although Rachel will be koina the kaka, as Reuven can't tain l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi, but ultimately Reuven sold it to her b'ayin ra, and therefore he retained for himself the right to the peiris. And the Gemara states the Amr Abiyuda, and this makes sense based on the Amr Abiyuda that states mois tmunim le'kansa, that if Rachel actually has money that's hidden away, then she would not be koina, as Reuven could claim l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi. However, mois in tmunim, if Rachel purchases the sada from Reuven using money that was not hidden away, then kansa, then certainly Rachel will be koina the sada and will be koina the gufa kaka. And Rava's mechadesh that even in that case it's meicha ba'ayin rahu meicha, and therefore Reuven would still have right to the peiris, and he did not give up the right to these peiris. And now that we got to this point of the Gemara, let's go back to daf nun aleph amud aleph, and at the top of the Amid, the Gemara stated shemas minah meicha sada l'ishtay kansa v'lo yamin l'glu zuzei hu da'abayi. Rashbam explained that the Gemara is bothered that plukti l'kamon, that l'maisa it's going to be a machlekes later on, if we hold ha meicha sada l'ishtay kansa or le kansa, and we were trying to understand who this man da'amah will be. Now that we see the way that the Gemara just explained the shita of Rava, so we see that Rava holds that if there would be a scenario where Rachel actually purchases a sada from Reuven using money that was hidden away, then that scenario, you Rava holds that would not be considered a valid transaction, and Reuven could claim that l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi. That's why the Gemara in daf nun aleph amud aleph asked, how could we make a diyuk from a mishnah haraya yesh, that if Rachel would have a raya that she actually bought the sada from Reuven, then it would be a valid transaction. If l'maisa we just saw in our Gemara that Rava holds that Reuven could claim l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi. Ayin Mashah, who explains the Gemara in daf nun aleph amud aleph in this manner, however it's a bit tzarich bia, and certainly our Gemara just mentioned that even Rava agrees that there are scenarios where Rachel can buy property from her husband Reuven. For example, in a case where Rachel buys this property using money that Reuven knew about, and certainly in that scenario, Reuven cannot claim that I really did not mean to sell it to her and it wasn't government makne, as l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi, as l'maisa he didn't find that Rachel had money hidden away and therefore would be a valid transaction. Therefore, even Rava would be able to learn this diyuk of a mishnah, as we could still be medayik from the mishnah haraya yesh, that if Rachel actually brought edim or brought a shtar that she actually bought the sada from Reuven and she actually used money that was not hidden away and that Reuven knew about, and certainly Reuven cannot claim l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi. Mafizeh, it's still tzarich bia. As to the pshan Rashbam, Rashbam wanted to explain that the Gemara's question of shramas minah meichasad l'ishtay kansa v'lo yamin l'glu yezuzeh hu debayi, and the Rashbam explained to Pluti L'kaman, and L'chir, it's not true that there is no Machlekes later on, and we don't find any Shita that holds that we will never say that Rachel can't buy his Sada from Reuven, and that Reuven always will have a claim of L'Guzuzeh Hudabai, Vitzarach Pia, and we will stop over here.